up? Apparently, this is Gwen Stefani.
Hi, I'm Casey Price, a.k.a. Jordan.
Hello.
This is Tommy Lee.
Hello, this is Dustin Hoffman.
Hi, I'm Will Young.
Hello, I'm Carol Baldwin.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Hi, this is Christoph. I'm the funny German, and whenever I am in the UK, I always listen to the Chris Moyle Show. The Chris
Moyle Show. Of course you do.
Hello, happy Hanukkah to you. Thank you to JK and Joel for the last couple of hours. God love them, aren't they lovely? Mm. Which one's your favourite, Dave?
It's difficult to tell them apart.
Rachel, which is your favourite?
And?
Yeah. Dominic, which one's your favourite?
I like them both equally.
I can't stand either of them. I think they're a bunch of idiots. Anyway, hello, good morning, and welcome to the show. If I did have to pick it, I'd choose Joel.
Mm. I was going to say Joel.
Will you?
Mm.
Joel, would you say, yeah, Joel? Yeah.
No.
Joel, Dominic.
Joel.
Joel.
Joel. More.
Joel. No one likes JK. You know what I mean? Because no one likes him.
DJs.
Anyway, here we go. Actually, no, I changed my mind. I do like JK.
I'm sticking with Joel.
Really? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Good morning. What you get up to in this little junction is your business.
Not stick, no, you know what I mean.
Get off the pedal! We're off to the bookies now. Those greyhound races are on, they can put their money on. JK back to his funny farmstead, might have milked the darling. Milk of the cows, all that. I'll shut up now.
Hello, I'm Carol Baldwin.
Here we go! Come up with us is the David O'Leary remix, which you may have noticed there. David O'Leary! And that's exclusive to Radio 1, that remix. Right, thanks to JK and Zippy. Good morning, we're on the air. Beep, 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 beep. Lot of party playing in just a few seconds, and a great song from Pink.
Really?
For all you Pink lovers out there, it's just gone 7 o'clock.
It's now 3 minutes past seven.
Play this jingle for a while, haven't we?
No.
A bit of a classic.
Last from the past. Yeah.
Are you with it this morning?
Yeah.
You look shattered.
I'm shattered. Mm. I think I've just caught a cold this morning. The Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1. Rachel, yesterday, dragged us all out on the lash. The woman's unstoppable. we went to see a movie yesterday, which I'll tell you about in a minute. And before that, Rachel just gone, let's go out, you have to do to get drunk. Oh, did you say that the day before? I can't remember.
I said, why don't we go for a drink after the screening?
Let's go out and get really drunk!
No, because that would be irresponsible, Chris.
So we came out of the screening, and she's gone, she'll go out for a drink, she'll go out for a drink. She'll go out, Terry, do you want to go out for a drink? Don't, die for a drink. Chris, do you want to go out for a drink? She'll go for a drink. She'll go out for a drink, she'll go out for a drink. She's off.
That's a so glass
of wine. Let's just look, should we just go have a little stroll down here, see if we find a nice bar? There's one down there, let's go down there! Well, alright, we'll just, you know.
It's because it was raining.
We'll find one around the corner. There's one down there! Alright. Anyway, we eventually find one. What do you mean? Need to go for a wee! Which I think she did, so she didn't have to get that first round. And then she's sitting down. No, she was so persuasive yesterday. Dave went home after the film, and she persuaded him to come back out again. So he travelled the kind of 6-7 miles or whatever it is, all the way back into town to sit in a boozer for an hour and a half.
I had to go home and see a man about a dog, and I was done by 4 o'clock, so I thought I'd pop back. And by the time I came back, you lot were half battered.
Well, I was fine.
Your eyes were glazed.
I was completely dripped to five. That's right. I was brilliant. I went home, had bangers and mash, watched a bit of telly, dozed off. I was in bed by 10:30 last night, which is weird for me. So I feel good. I feel all fresh and awake. How do you feel, Rach?
Wonderful.
Dave?
Head cold.
Dominic?
Fine.
And Carrie?
Rubbish.
What time did you get to bed?
12:30.
You told me 1 o'clock.
I told me 1:30.
Well, I got it.
Really?
Got home at 12:30.
Did you get to bed at 1:30 this morning?
Maybe.
I love that she gave you a dirty look as if it was your fault.
I had nothing to do with it.
Are you going
to
be all right this morning?
I think so.
Do you want us to just keep it everything just down a little
just
bit?
Just quiet. Yeah.
Yep.
Lovely.
Not a chance, darling. Wake up. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. Budder in Southampton is texting. Good morning, Budder. I would relish the chance to go on the lash with you lot because you lot are crackers. Thanks. That's like a compliment from somebody in the 50s.
Yeah.
You lot really are crackers.
It's not that good going on the pop with us.
I think we should give it away as a prize.
What, a matinee session with us?
Yeah. The Chris Moyle Show. Your chance to go on the lash with Moyles. National Radio. Starts Friday, 7 a.m.
Oh, mine, I've got a headache this morning. I only had 3 pints of bodies with you.
Did you have some tea when you got in?
Yeah. Hmm?
It's one of them things, I don't know. Carrie, though. She's so unprofessional. You won't catch me doing something like that. Into bed at 1:30 and getting in on time. I'd be late. I love how it's all Rachel's fault. Yeah, Rachel went home and went to bed, so she's clever. So this morning she's like, well, you know.
I got a good 8 hours sleep last night.
You were nearly asleep at the table when I was there.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
10:30 I went to bed last. 10:30? I was in bed by 10:28. I can't believe it.
It's good for you, isn't it?
Sleep by 10:30. I'll tell you what I did. This is really pathetic, right? But I don't care. I've got to tell you. Because I know there are people out there listening who do the same things. I went home last night and Sophie cooking. Lovely. And we had our tea and everything like that. And then I went off somewhere to do something in the flat. And she's going, where are you? So I thought, you know, I'm going to hide. So I hid. But rather than her coming to find me, she just went back to the living room to watch telly. And I fell asleep in the hiding place.
Did you? Where was the hiding place?
In the front room, under the duvet.
What, on the futon?
Yeah. She just walked in, she gave me a kiss, she's gone, I knew you'd fallen asleep, and I went, surprise! She goes, how long have you been lying there for? I went, I don't know, how long have you watched the television? About 10 minutes? I went, oh, 10 minutes then. Go to bed, why don't you go to bed? I did that stupid man thing last night. I was a bit jarred, but I felt I was all right. But you know when you're a bit drunk? My eyes are going, why don't you just go to bed? No, I'm fine. Let's watch Lost. Okay. Put the DVD of Lost on, watched 15 minutes before we realised that we're an episode ahead of ourselves. So we've had to go back then.
Oh, I see. Hang on, I thought you jumped ahead on the...
I've had the DVD for a month of every episode, I'm still up to date with E4.
Well, I've got to... Yeah, I'm up to date.
In fact, no, I'm up to date with... Channel 4, I think.
So you must be behind. I'm up to date. I'm not going to tell you what. Okay. I'm up to date if I see last night's E4 one.
Right.
So
did you see that one?
I saw last week's E4 one. In other words, I saw if you.
So you're currently up to date on Channel 4.
Yeah. So right. I need to see last night's E4 to be
next week's Channel 4.
In step.
Right,
yeah.
Fine. It's very confusing. Although, I need to go home and watch and play a bit more of Star Wars Battlefront 2. That's what I need to do.
Not putting the hours in, are you?
No, I'm not. But you're right.
It's Rachel's fault, you know, dragging you off to the
pub. She's affecting my gamer status.
Dragging you to the pub when you should be putting the hours in on the Xbox. Or any generic game console machine thing, video game computer job.
Can I just say last night, by the way? Rachel's boyfriend and myself having a chat about Star Wars Battlefront 2 and other games like that. Rachel turns around and goes, I want to have a go on that.
This is before I turned up, wasn't it?
Listen, I'm...
I said this yesterday that I'd have a go.
I am starting to turn the team. Anybody else want to come around mine for a bit of Battlefront action?
You're all right, Tom.
No, just Rachel. Fine. 7:17. Yesterday we woke Colin Murray up with Sting Ring. I wonder who will be waking up today. Find out after Simon Webby.
I like this.
Simon Webby. Take it, boy. just know your life's gonna change. Bring out on Monday. It's good, isn't it?
I grant you, it does sound a little bit Lighthouse Family, as people are saying on the text.
It's nice, though.
However, I think the sample makes in it. It's a sample that I like in the chorus, and I think that's a good pop record.
I think it's very understated.
Mm.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much. I showed it on the new show last night.
Did you?
Simon Webb and No Worries. It's 20 past seven. So we phoned up Colin Murray yesterday and played Sting down the phone. It lasted about 2-3 seconds before he put the phone down.
The interesting thing is, though, that Colin later on in the day had no idea that we'd rung him.
Not a clue.
He rang me at about 10:30 and goes, did you Sting ring me this morning? And I said, yeah. I said, do you not remember? He goes, no. He goes, someone just said to me.
Yeah.
I said, you didn't sound very happy when they woke you up. He had no memory whatsoever.
Not a clue. Even when we spoke to him on the air and we played Sting at the end of the bit, about 8:45, he just went, oh, yeah. Still didn't know what we're on about. So, it's Edith Day today. She's going home to Anstruther in Fife in Scotland. She will be fast asleep by now, tucked up in a little bed in her mummy's hotel. So, let's ruin all that for her right now.
Hello?
Hello? She sounded fairly awake at first, but then, hello?
You do that, though, when you answer the phone. I do, anyway. You pretend to be awake.
Mm.
And the phone rings when you're in bed.
Hello? Hello? The thing is, though, you'll never really get this feature until you're on your receiving end. Because, obviously, you see, you listen to the radio now and you hear us talking, oh, that's fine, everything. But the reality is, for you know, like Colin yesterday... Hello? And then you're gonna hear that down the phone. What? And I love, by the way, the two-facedness of it all, because if anybody ever did it to us, we would go absolutely apeshit. Because we're all grumpy first thing in the morning.
You speak for yourself, I'm not grumpy.
Really?
You're me.
Next time, first day of our next holiday, Dave. 20 past seven.
I don't suffer from the grumps.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring. Hi, this is Dave. I'm not answering the phone, so bugger off. Beep. It's not the same, though.
I've always got time for people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did the show from Portugal last year and Spoonie decided to wake us up one Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Seriously, Rich, I almost took his head off. I am fast asleep in the land of Nod on my first day off. And I'm shattered. I am absolutely fully asleep. Chris, wait. And I open my eyes. And he's there. I'm in bed. He's there in my bedroom with a microphone in my face. Mm. And how I never told him to go himself, I've no idea. I think what I did was send him into your room, because you were sleeping next door with Chappers.
You did, yeah.
Funny relationship.
No, we had a twin room, by the way. Can I just point that out? We weren't in
whatever you call it.
Double queen bed. Yeah.
Well, just one queen and yourself.
Well.
Anyway, and then I just remember the door closing and then him going up, wake up, Chappers and Dave! Through the wall.
Well, Chaps is good fun in the morning as well. I think he nearly put it through a plate glass window as well.
It's not right, that's the thing. Should we ring her again? No, let's leave it. Many people saying, texted him, by the way, you should have rung Colin again. And I've got to tell you, I think he's changed his mobile number. So.
Funny that.
Yeah. Hey, but look, it's still very early, you know, we could ring Colin later. So we'll talk to Edith. She is back home in her hometown of Anstruther. DJs go home. She's live from Scotland at 1 o'clock today. Very excited because, of course, the brand new Xbox 360 is coming out soon as well, which is brilliant. I think on the date it launches, we should all come round to mine and have a big Xbox 360 day. What do you all reckon?
Is that like a better video game machine?
Not a video game machine, Dave. We're not in the 80s. It's not. We've moved on since Space Invader, Missile Command, all that. Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good though. Donkey Kong.
Jet Set Willy.
Pac-Man.
We've moved on.
Horace and the Spiders.
Horace and the Spiders.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, my cousin had it on cassette.
Mm, yeah, I did too.
He had to load on cassette.
Horace Goes Skiing.
Yes, another good one. Another good one in the Horace series.
Yes, but okay, so but we've, as I said, moved on now. Mm. You know, it's online gaming now, Dave. That's the way forward, you know?
For international leaders.
It's wireless online gaming. It's brilliant. You don't need a controller with a lead. You just have a wireless one. That's what you need. Brilliant.
Do they still load in with cassettes or not? Is it just much quicker now?
See, it's disc now. It's on CD.
Disc.
Or you can download stuff as well. You can play online.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's brilliant. Just come around, I'll give you a tour. Yes, Carrie, my darling.
Yesterday, you admitted to being a geek.
No, Dad, hello. I didn't admit to
you
being...
You did.
No, I
you
didn't.
You said, I am a geek.
I did I not.
Could. I am a geek. You said it yesterday.
Can we get that clip off the dry mics, please? Thanks, Carrie. She's just not learning any at all today.
No.
We've got rugby tickets to give away today. Did you know that?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Mm. Wales versus New Zealand, and we'll do it in the next half hour of the show. So if you like the rugby and that...
Yeah. That's the Welsh there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a different language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is on the A-list.
Mm.
Very good.
That's what they have. It's no contest, really, is it?
No.
Anyway, tickets to the next half of the show to give away, so hang on there. Also, a Limp Bizkit, a bit of a classic from them, and the brilliant Bob Sinclar Love Generation record. Coming up after some news, Dominic at 7:30.
Coldplay and Gorillaz lead the way ahead of tonight's MTV Europe Awards in Lisbon. They're both nominated for 5. Madonna will be performing her new single live on TV for the first time. And Newsbeat's Andy Brown is there.
I got to see Coldplay rehearsing in the venue itself. It seats 10,000 and does look impressive. Later in the hotel bar, I bumped into Chris Martin again. They're up for 5 awards. He was talking to Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Billy Joe from Green Day. Madonna's here as well. She's booked 40 rooms in her hotel, and it's rumoured Robbie could be performing dressed as Elvis.
Who's he?
Andy Brown.
I don't like him.
Why?
Because he's showing off.
Why?
Because that's not... No, that's not a news report. That's him. That's him on the phone going, yeah, you know, bumped into Chris Martin last night. He was having a chat with Dave Grohl, and I saw Madonna and Robbie Williams, and... and it's not raining, so... up yours. Bye.
7:34.
Sam and the M40 text in. Chris, why did you just play a sound clip of the haka, or whatever it is, from New Zealand? Well, because we're giving away tickets, silly cow, that's why. Tell you what, they got a better voice than Danny from Embrace. So rugby tickets to give away, Wales versus New Zealand. I don't understand anything about it. What is it, a one-off? Is it a friendly?
It's an international.
International.
Yeah, they have autumn internationals, basically, where usually it's sort of South Africa, New Zealand, Australia. They come over and play the British teams.
So is it a friendly? Does it mean anything?
No, it's it is. No, it's not friendly.
Right.
It's
but it's not part of a competition.
No.
Right. So it's a what?
It's all about pride.
Is that right?
Yes. No.
It's all about pride.
It's a good judge for the Welsh side because they're the current Six Nations champions.
The current Six Nations champions.
And they play New Zealand, who of course hammered the Lions in the summer.
So. Play New Zealand, who hammered the Lions in the summer. Mm. I could do the voiceover for it.
Mm. It's very good.
It's very good. Oh, I see. Sorry. What was the line you just said about that as well? About the, you know, it's. It's pride. It's all about pride.
It's all about pride.
It's all about pride. Two giants of rugby battle it out together in not a friendly or a competition thing. It's all about the pride.
Wales, Six Nations champions. New Zealand, who hammered the Lions in the summer. One pitch, two teams.
How long's each match?
40, isn't it?
40 minutes.
40 minutes each side, 80.
80 minutes of pure passion.
Good. I thought you were going to say rugby, but that's good.
No, I couldn't.
80 minutes of rugby. Quite literally, it's the game that they'll be playing. And you could be there too. I was going to say go. You could be there too.
Brilliant.
That's good, actually.
30 men, 12 cauliflower ears.
No, yeah. you got to do that voice.
Do that voice.
30 men.
The king of tickets is back.
One pitch. 22 broken noses. And you and a friend. The match kicks off 4 p.m. at the Millennium Stadium, Cardiff.
When are we going to give it to give them away? Don't do it now.
Now.
Yes.
Right, ignore lines 1 to 5, but everybody else, 08700 101.
08700 100 100 for your chance to see these two powerhouses of rugby battle to the death. Not the death, because they won't die or old, but, you know, battle to till one of them's the winner and the other one is the loser.
If you fancy those tickets, give us a ring, 08700 100 100. You can be going to see Wales versus New Zealand. At the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, it's this Saturday and kickoff is 4 o'clock, right?
Do they have to be Wales fans?
No. They could be New Zealand fans.
There's no scrapping at rugby, is there?
No.
Yeah, but then we don't want to give the tickets away to some New Zealand people. We give them to our own. Do you know what I mean? No offence to these Johnny foreigners, but you know, they come over here. Whatever. But you know, let's not give them tickets to the rugby. Unless of course they're really fit. There's a couple of twins, you know, like Pam Anderson, but a problem of rugby.
This is Radio 1, where soon you'll hear Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
And all the other DJs who make you feel all smiley. Say hello, Judge Joe's Pete Tong, and our mate Tim Westwood. But Chris remains the saviour, cos he's dead good.
Right, 7:39 in the morning.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Nice and loud, enjoy this one.
National Radio.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Come on, Dave, get down, babe. Bob Sinclair, Love Generation, great record. Love that record. Very, very nice.
Great record, silly name, though.
What? Bob Sinclair?
Sinclair. Irritates me,
that. Bob Sinclair.
Sinclair.
You should just change
Stick
it.
Stick an I in your name and make it Sinclair. Sinclair.
Or an E?
No, an I.
Sinclair. Had an E on it, I'd say Sinclair. Does it end with Claire?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not with an I, though.
What?
With an I, like it's normally spelled.
S-I-N-C-L-A-R-E, but you can spell Claire a couple of ways.
It's normally S-I-N-C-L-A-R for Sinclair, like Sir Clive Sinclair, who invented the Sinclair C5.
Well, Claire, you can spell C-L-A-R-E, so...
Yeah, but that's just Claire on its own, not Sinclair.
Yeah, so
this is different.
If you put S-I-N at the beginning of it, what would you say?
Sin.
And in front of the word Claire?
Claire.
So you'd say?
Sin.
Claire. No further questions, Your Honour. I rest my case. What was that? What was that? Yeah, that's Chris Wins. Right, what are we doing?
Rugby tickets.
That one. I just said we don't need to. Should we ring them?
Yeah. Ring them.
How do you call this one? Work.
Let's get some excited people on the lines.
Thursday, woman? Don't expect any help on a Thursday. Whatever it is. Right, what do you want to say when they answer the phone?
Rugby.
What, scream the word rugby as loud as they can? All right, why not? I'm up for that.
Hello?
Oh. You silly cow.
Not listening, love.
Hello?
You silly cow. What did I just say on the air?
I don't know, I was making my toast.
You weren't listening?
No, I'm making breakfast.
Well, why aren't you making breakfast with radio on, innit?
I don't know, because I got to get to work.
So you've switched the radio off?
I usually do, I wake up to radio on every morning.
But you don't have a radio in the kitchen?
No, I don't know.
Right. Then you're not going to rugby. Bye. Lesson to be learned there.
You're not really going to cut her off, are you, for that?
Yeah.
Well, because you haven't got a radio in the kitchen.
Because she's not listening. Why does this stupid cow enter a competition and then switch the radio off? Is that just me? You don't deserve. She's not even willing to listen to the end of the competition, then she doesn't deserve to go.
I tell them to keep listening.
But am I right or am I right? What do you think?
I think you're
she
right.
She was Welsh, though.
You think
she?
I'm wrong?
I thought it was a bit harsh, but you know.
Dominic, you're a voice of reason on the show. She's not. She phones up for competition, then she switches the radio off, so therefore she doesn't deserve to win. Are you agrees?
Do another one, then.
You do another one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but, you know. Why don't you shout the word rugby as loud as you can, right?
Hmm.
That's if, of course, they're still listening.
Good luck, everybody.
She's just blown it. I can't believe it. She just blew it. She could have lied.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Round two. Do me a favour.
Rugby!
Hey!
Another girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you Jim Baker?
Jim? No, Jane.
Jane.
I know.
Baker.
I know that now. Obviously. I didn't know you were a girl, Jim.
I'm Jane.
I know you're Jane. It's a joke. Jane, are you a big rugby fan?
I'm a huge rugby fan.
A huge rugby fan?
Yes, huge.
Well, would you like to go and see...
I would love to go and see the brilliant Welsh team on the Hot All Blacks.
Well, okay, so does that mean that you will be supporting the All Blacks rather than...
No.
Your hometown, your home side of Cymru?
That's correct, yes.
All right, okay, fair enough. All right, well, listen, Jane, you are going to the game this weekend.
You're so cool, thank you.
I know I am. Who are you going to bring with you?
Probably my friend Rachel.
Two girls going to the rugby.
Mm.
Oh.
Do you actually understand the rules, or just tell it like the legs?
Of course.
Well, okay, I'm just asking. Have a great time, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's sounding happy anyway.
Sounds happy.
Mm.
So there you go. It was another woman. I didn't
she was
that.
Welsh as well.
Yes, she was Welsh girls. As well. Jane Baker from Cardiff. Oh, she's a primary school teacher. Oh, she's going to the rugby. So well done. And now, please don't do the usual thing that you do. She's then texting, going, all these blokes texting, going, she doesn't deserve to go because she's a girl. So sexist. Yeah. Girls can like rugby too.
Lots of girls like rugby. You know why, but they do.
Right, tickets over and done. And the other girl, by the way, name and shame was Louise Thomas, who enters competition and then switches the radio off, so I'm sorry. That's just stupid.
If you're looking for Christmas presents for Louise Thomas, the radio for the kitchen.
Exactly.
You sounded really stern then.
Huh?
You sounded very stern
then. I didn't mean to. I don't really care either way.
Right, that's that. It's 7:52.
I am a geek.
Carrie. Really like this album, the Jack Johnson album. Listen to it when I was on holiday. This is from it with a new single, Sitting, Waiting, Wishing, Enjoy. Oh, it's a really good album. It's really nice, kind of relaxing.
He's Hawaiian, isn't he, Jack Johnson?
He's a wine.
Hawaiian. He's from Hawaii.
He's a wine.
No, he's Hawaiian,
he's a,
I believe.
Chardonnay.
No. Who's Pete Murray?
Pete Murray is an old DJ. Why?
Oh. Oh, I understand now. Because the text says just a copy of Pete Murray, who I assume must have been a guitar-based Hawaiian singer, a bit like Jack Johnson. And I thought that was what the reference
no,
was.
No, I just read that. I don't understand that text message.
Just a copy of Pete Murray, apparently.
Maybe Pete Murray was very picky when it came to giving away rugby tickets.
Maybe
I
don't know. Maybe he would not give the tickets to someone who wasn't listening in their kitchen.
There's a lot of random text messages coming in today, and as I predicted, there's loads of people going, oh, some guy's texting going, you know, I phoned Radio 1 loads, and I'm a, like such a loyal listener, and I've never won anything, so I'm switching off. Well, boo-hoo.
Mm. Well, he's not going to win.
Moaning git. Shut your face. See, I do the lottery every week, and I've never won. That doesn't mean, you know, that after 2 years of doing the lottery, well, at least they owe me £1,000. It doesn't work like that. You know, this is the tickets are a bonus. And then the other set of text messages coming in. Oh, God, you can't give rugby tickets to a girl.
Why not?
Why? Because, you know, like, I'm a proper rugby fan. You don't know anything about this
That's
girl.
That's blatant sexism, I think.
You know, she got off her ass. She phoned up. She gave us her name and number. Said she wanted to go. We rang her back. End of.
Loads of girls know plenty about rugby.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not fair. I'm a proper rugby fan. Any chance of getting more tickets?
No.
Really want to go?
No.
Well, no, we'll find out. Why don't we try and find out? Because it's quite popular.
And not for him. He's moaning we're not getting
tickets. Well, no, tickets. No. This person's not moaning. Any chance to get more tickets, Mr. Miles? Sir, I so badly want to go. Thank you. Lloyd Davis in Chepstow. Lloyd is your middle name, isn't it?
It might be.
There you go, Lloyd. You have the same. Your first name is Dave's middle name.
There's nothing funny about that.
No, there's nothing funny about comedy David Lloyd Vitti at all. First they ignore you. Apparently, Pete Murray is an Australian singer-songwriter, a bit like Jack Johnson.
Ah, you see, so now, I was right.
But
then.
Pete Murray also was. Was the deeds. Pete Murray used to be on Radio 1.
Did he?
Yeah.
So we're both right then. We'll call it quits. You said a DJ, I said a Hawaiian singer.
You did your research on the singer, I'll do my research on the DJ. We'll compare notes after Robbie Williams, right? Robbie Williams at Radio 1. Right. Peter Murray James was born in 1928 and educated in London. He joined Radio Luxembourg in 1949 as a disc jockey, where he stayed for 5 years. Then moved to the BBC Live programme in 1958, did a little bit of television, including Jukebox Jury and 6-5 Special, within the pirate radio, and then joined Radio 1, this station, for its launch, 1967.
A different Pete Murray is an Australian singer-songwriter whose album Feeler, released on the 21st of July 2003, went to number one on the Australian charts in March 2004.
I think my information was better than yours.
He also went to Nudgee College in Queensland.
Nudgee College? All right, then fine. Hang on, stop.
And
you.
He played rugby.
All right, I can beat that.
And
when my Pete Murray was a DJ in Radio Luxembourg, he married a Luxembourg lady called Germaine in 1952.
Oh. Well, he took his guitar to barbecues with Neil Young and Crowded House.
Pete Murray, along with Jimmy Savile, was a presenter on the first Top of the Pops in 1964.
Yeah, beat that.
It's neck and neck at the moment.
Well, Pete Murray, right, the singer-songwriter from Australia, was also nominated for 2 ARIA Awards in 2003.
I think
they're the Australian Record Industry Awards, something like that.
I've got a picture of Pete Murray wearing a jumper sitting on a Mercedes Benz from 1968.
Chris wins.
Who's your favourite Pete Murray? Who's your favourite? Favourite's like favourite, I said wrong. Is it the DJ Pete or is it the singer Pete? Or do you really not give a monkeys? Text DJ singer or monkey to 81199. That's 81199. We're meant to play the White Stripes next, but I don't want to play that. And Gwen Stefani and Pharrell Williams, I don't want to play that either. Could we play Nick Kershaw on Go West? Brilliant. Nick Kershaw on Go West coming up after the news. It's 3 minutes past 8.
6 minutes past 8.
The Pete Murray debate, it continues to roll on. It really does.
Have you got more?
Yeah. Well, no, just, you know, Pete Murray is my local baker. His buns are great, says Jane Nottingham.
Wow.
So that's another Pete.
There's probably loads, to be honest with you, because it's not an uncommon name, is it?
Mm. Someone says play some Pete Murray, but I don't know whether they mean the singer, songwriter, or the DJ. I mean, we've probably got some old tapes of him upstairs somewhere.
Imagine, right, if the DJ, Pete Murray, had played a record by the singer-songwriter Pete Murray and we could play the whole thing.
My dad is called Pete Murray and is better than both of yours, from Joe in Portsmouth. Was Pete Murray in Ghostbusters, says somebody else.
That's Bill Murray.
That's Bill Murray. Who's typing?
Sorry, that's me. I'm on a Pete Murray search.
Researching.
Well, you're on a what?
Pete Murray search.
Right. What, to find as many Pete Murrays as you can?
Yeah.
And what have you come up with so far?
Well, I've typed in Pete Murray and 4,820,000 matches have come up.
Ah, right. We could be here
could
all
take
day.
A while, yeah.
Right, there are 2 songs that I've chosen, Rachel, instead of the 2 that we've been given. This is obviously nothing to do with you, so you can't get told off. However, you can't let me down because we're live on the air, so you have to, I'm forcing you to play along. Tick that box. Right. I've chosen a song from 15 years ago and a song from 8 years ago, so it will appeal to every, you know, most people in our audience. 15 years ago for the older people, you know, not when I say old, you know, I mean still cool and funky. And only 8 years ago for the young whippersnappers listening to the show. Would you like to hear what my options are? And then we can see if we play them.
Mm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you like to hear first?
15.
Or?
That wasn't 15 years ago.
Well, yes. It was 1990, it was
1990,
EMF.
1990, EMF, unbelievable. Or?
first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Fry All Saints, remember
yeah,
that one?
Yeah. Mm.
Rachel, which one do you want to go for?
I'm not playing.
Ah, oh, see this now.
Which one will get us in more grief upstairs?
Well, let's not Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes again, and it's just like, again.
Well, that's because...
Can we not be creative and just do something special off the cuff and give people a blast, indeed, from the past?
Well, the reason we've got the White Stripes is, one, because people like them, and two, because they're going to be on Joe Wiley next Wednesday.
Well, then why don't we play something else?
Promotional scheduling it is.
You know, why don't we play a song about Wednesday? You know? How about this? Rachel, listen! Oh, Rach, yeah. Come, hey. Rach!
Twisting your melons, Rach.
Rach.
Call the cops, Rach.
Mm. Oh. As much as I like that song, I'm still not playing. You do what you want to do, Chris, because you will.
Rachel, baby. Look, I don't want to let down the audience. I'm sure, you know, they could choose White Stripes, which they've heard a million times before, or Happy Monday, Step On, a classic that reminds them of the great days of 1990.
Rachel just needs some softening up, and she needs a song about her.
Mm.
She needs some Rachel love. She needs to feel special.
Nah, I wouldn't go down
that. Do you not think?
No.
No? No, can you not find it?
Yes, I found it.
Rachel.
Now.
Rachel! Oh,
Rachel! Can I play the Happy Mondays?
Because I love you.
I won't get that far. I'll just play it. Come on.
Yeah!
Yay! It's nothing to do with me, though.
Nothing to do with...
Rachel! Oh, Rachel!
I don't know what you're laughing at. Hey, Dominic.
Yeah. I like that one. It's good.
Dominique, s'en allait tout simplement.
That's rubbish. That's rubbish, isn't it?
That's a French nun.
Oh. Dominique, s'en allait tout simplement. Oh, Dieu, pauvre chanteur.
Yeah,
do you know what that, do you know what it means?
Yep.
Yeah, Dominic has an egg for a head. Yep. It's a slap head. Slap his egg head. Oh,
it
yeah.
It doesn't say that. So.
Slap his egg head.
Fully trained journalist, you're saying that.
So we're going to play the Happy Mondays, Rachel. Brilliant.
Rachel!
Oh, good.
Can I have it like that?
You got it like that.
Can I have it like that?
You got it like that.
Can I have it like that?
You got it like that.
So you can do it, put your ass into it. And act like I can do it, put my ass into it. Uh-huh. So these obvious things now, you know.
It's like one question songs, aren't they? You know?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm fine, thanks.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good, thanks. So
what time is it?
How are you? Chico time?
No, it's 20 past eight.
All right, sorry. Is that my
idiot?
20 past eight.
Pete Murray.
Yay!
Now, I have to say, I haven't got anything audio-wise from my Pete Murray.
You haven't got any Pete Murray?
Got no Pete Murray.
How weird is this, though? This is a bit of a radio anarchy thing. But this is Pete Murray. This is how Pete Murray used to start his show, right? And weirdly, Kevin and Zoe, when they did the breakfast show on Radio 1, had a jingle, which was this music with lyrics over it. I know, because I wrote the lyrics.
How did it go? You remember?
By the time you get to where you're going to, Kev and Zoe will be on Radio 2. It's about the traffic. Anybody remember those? No, that's why we're on the air.
I know, I remember this jingle with Kevin and Zoe.
Yeah. I wrote those.
Which anorak sent this to you?
His name is Adrian Pearce. He's current news editor at this point.
On Radio 1.
What do you pop through and say hi?
Did it really come from him?
No, but the thing is, forget the subject. It's the research that you have to appreciate, you see? I mean, if this was about a police detective from 1942, he'd have still found some audio. Yeah. And an a cappella name check. Yeah. So.
There you go, lovely. Beautiful.
Mm.
Right, Dave has a guess who, everybody?
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Wow, indeed.
Wow, indeed. Bless you. Where was this? Where was it?
Where and when? This was last night.
Oh, yes.
When I was on my way into town to meet you for a cheeky beverage, and it was on a tube train on the London Underground.
So you, this famous person was on the tube?
On the tube.
Oh, public transport.
Yeah, can't be that famous then.
Well, you say that. Can I go first?
You say that, but I sat on the tube with Michael Palin, Kerry.
You didn't sit with him, did you?
I sat opposite him.
Right.
Not with him.
Did you talk to him?
No.
I just thought it was odd that he'd been all around the world and here he was on the same train as me.
Is he doing a new series? Around the Underground?
Yeah. Around the Underground.
I think he was probably just going to meet someone for lunch.
Yeah.
80 stations around the world. Right. Is this person male?
Yes.
Is this person Ken Livingstone?
No.
It was worth a try, wasn't it?
He's always on there with a film crew.
Yeah. Going, I get the tube every day.
Yeah. Is this person in the world of sport?
Nope.
Is this person in the world of music?
Yes.
Is he a solo artiste?
No.
Is he in a band?
Yes.
Ooh. Does this band get played on Radio 1?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is he from the London area?
No.
Is it Bono?
No.
Oh, rubbish.
How cool would that have been? Is it, is he in a, what would you call a boy band?
No.
Is this band from the Manchester area?
No. However, there are Manchester connections. Oh. Certainly with one of the members. Make of that what you will. Oh. Rachel.
Okay, does this band currently have a single out?
No.
Is it The Edge?
No.
Have they been played on Radio 1 in the last year?
Yes. Without doubt.
They've been played in the last month.
But they haven't had a current record out in the last year.
I know who it is.
That's what I mean, though. I mean, have they... All right, have they had a current record out in the last year?
I can tell you that this band have been played on Radio 1 in the last 4 days. By us, even.
What were you playing on Monday?
Come on, carry on. Why don't you work out which part of the band this person is in?
Is this person a singer in the band?
Yes.
Is this person, I've no idea.
Too late. Carrie?
Are they an English band?
They're a British band.
Oh, so not an English band?
So not an English band, then?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you another clue. The lead singer is Scottish.
I was about to say that. Oh!
And the lead singer is a Scottish man.
Scottish man.
Scottish
there are connections with the Manchester area in the form of one of their members who's clearly from Manchester and was in a very famous Manchester band from yesterday.
I know.
Go on then. It's your turn.
Bobby Gillespie.
Bang on. I was sat opposite the legend that is Bobby Gillespie on the tube in London.
How did he
yesterday.
Look?
He looked like Bobby Gillespie looks. He looked kind of thin. Thin, yeah, no, he looked fine. He looked sort of thin and wiry with a combat jacket on and sort of old school pumps.
Did you have a tambourine with him?
No, he didn't.
I was thinking he would have.
What?
Well, I didn't know him. He's always.
Is that a busker?
No, but he's always. He suits the tambourine. I was hoping that we'd had.
Good. Bobby Gillespie, but you didn't speak to him.
I didn't speak to him. I was a bit intimidated.
Really?
Well, he's just one of those people that you wouldn't go up and say, hello.
Hello, Bobby.
I once saw. Hey, Bobby.
Hey,
what's the French for va va voom?
Told me to do one, I expect.
No, stop that scene. I once saw Bobby Gillespie, Liam Gallagher, and Suggs from Madness having a pint in a pub in London.
That's very cool.
Yeah. You know, I once did a TV show with Noddy Holder and Suggs came up to me afterwards and went, let me shake you by the hand. That was very well done. Are you having a drink? Because that's how Suggs talks.
Chris Eubank, then.
Christopher. That's Chris Eubank.
Okay.
But Suggs, in Camden Town, I'll meet you by the Antichrist.
Which is interesting, because that's where Bobby Gillespie got on.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
The train.
That is absolutely amazing.
Steptoe's son there.
No, it's Suggs.
Chasing back a few years.
You dirty old man.
Dirty old man.
No. I am Suggs. I am from Madness.
He doesn't talk like that.
Yes, he does. That's exactly how he
does. It does sound like Steptoe.
It does.
Happy darling, and quote me happy. That's what he does. I'm telling you. Quote me happy. I know he's not a million miles away from David Bowie, but he's a little bit deeper.
Wow.
But Suggs is a little bit more animated in his speaking.
and a big tattoo.
What's with the robotic arms?
Because Suggs...
He did move a bit like that.
Suggsy is always moving around. You can't stop the Suggs. Don't stop Suggs now. I'm having such a good time. In Camden Town by the Underground.
What time is it, Suggsy?
8:27, Chris.
For the less informed and confused people on the text, Bobby Gillespie, obviously the lead singer, Primal Scream, for those saying, who is Bobby Gillespie?
Yeah, get your rocks off, honey.
And the other thing is the odd impression that people have of us, whereby they say, not only did Rachel convince me to come back into town for a drink, but I actually got the London Underground, which means I must have been desperate for a drink. As if people think that we must travel around by limo and stuff, and are amazed that we actually get public transport.
I do travel around by limo.
Well, I know you do, but...
I don't travel around by limo. I wouldn't call it... It's not really a limo. More Mercedes.
We use public transport.
I have been known to get public transport.
I've been on the tube with you twice in 7 years.
No, it was more than twice, and it's less than 7 years, so... But I don't like the tube. It's full of people. Anyway, I love that it's a Girls Aloud record, Biology, which was released in a week and a half.
Good record.
Usher and Ludacris play in a second, plus I'll probably stick in some Howard Jones or something like that. It's 8:32.
Madonna and Robbie play Lisbon tonight.
A Madness playing tonight.
Is that...
Because Suggs can be available to do Madness songs.
It honestly does sound like the bloke from Steptoe and Son.
It doesn't sound anything like him, you dirty old man.
Madonna and Robbie play Lisbon tonight, the MTV Europe Music Awards. Newsbeast...
Who is the colour? Football is the king.
That sounds nothing like it. Newsbeast Andy Brown is there.
The hotel bar last night was a real star-studded affair. Right. Dave Grohl, Billy Joe from Green Day and Chris Martin all in conversation together. Coldplay are up for 5 awards along with Gorillaz. I saw Chris Martin in rehearsal inside the 10,000 capacity venue for the Gorilla performance. They're using 3D computer generated holograms of their cartoon characters.
Right, and anyway, we all went outside, we all had a scrap. I went to somebody and said, leave it out or I'll catch you. He was saying, all right, diabolical liberty.
Arsenal are flying high, though, the first British team into the last 16. It follows a 3-0 win over Sparta Prague. It was all thanks to Thierry Henry and a double from Robin van Persie. But after the match, Arsene Wenger was more concerned with his row with Jose Mourinho. The Chelsea boss had called him a voyeur. Wenger said he'd like to take action, but he's not happy with how he's been quoted in the papers.
You have to respect what I say and not what you think I have said, you know. I know what I say, exactly. And when I say something, I know what is intended to say and not what you mean I've said. But that's not right.
I think you know what you're trying to say there, Arsene.
If he wants to be quoted happy, I could quote him happy. But I never said, listen, you need to understand, when people say that I have said things, maybe I have not said them. And it does also maybe a lie that people say that I have said something, but they are lying about what they say that I say. Whereas I know what they say, I'm aware of what everyone says, but nobody seems to know what I say, because what I say is hidden, and they make up what I say. So therefore, what you read is what I say, but I don't say it, but I say that.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'll meet you by the underground.
Lovely. Bolton and Middlesbrough are in UEFA Cup action later. Bolton take on the Russian side Zenit St. Petersburg at the Reebok Stadium. Middlesbrough face Ukrainian side Dnipro at the Riverside. In the Championship, Ipswich came from behind to draw 3-3 at Derby. Stoke were 2-1 winners at Coventry, while the match between Southampton and Crystal Palace had to be postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. And Best Mate isn't allowed to be buried at Exeter Racecourse, as his owner Jim Lewis wished. It's because of a European law that bans the burial of animals that aren't pets.
Why? And the same, by the way, many people are texting in, worried about the top story with Tony Blair, and that he's threshing it out. You know, I think that's... Can we just stick to the news? He's not just putting some tickle.
He's threshing, you know, policies out, as opposed he's just
whatever you say. Potato, I say potato.
You don't say potato, though, do you?
No, I don't know.
The weather, there's some breaking weather news, actually. The weather is very, very bad. Lots of gales in the south. And in Littlehampton in Sussex, the beach apparently has been littered with pink hippos, red turkeys and Christmas decorations. So after 4 containers fell overboard from a ship that was washed up on the shore. There you go.
Why would you have pink hippos at Christmas?
I've no idea. That was what was in the container. So bad is the weather situation out there.
That's not a Christmas decoration, pink hippos.
No. Really? Not in your house?
Pink, my house. Pink hippos, red turkeys, and Christmas decorations.
Red,
so
red turkeys?
Yeah. Adrian wrote it.
Well, he's ridiculous. Beep, beep, one, no
travel, Dominic Byrne. Dodgy traffic lights Thursday is here. It's on the A4031 in the West Midlands. The lights are packed up on the Broadway Junction in Birmingham. There may be some delays. It may all be absolutely fine. Who knows? Beep, beep, one, no travel, Dominic Byrne. It's just gone 8:38.
Time when school pupils know magic and Suggs is somewhat.
I don't know where this is going. We went to see Harry Potter last night, the new film, or yesterday, lunchtime rather. We had our own private screening, which other people were at. I don't know how that works. It's just for you. We turned up, there's all these people there eating our sandwiches. What's that about? Anyway. And we watched the Harry Potter film. Here to review it for all you Harry Potter kids out there is our very own Comedy Dave.
I knew you'd do this. I thought it was brilliant.
Just tell the kids listening, you know, about the movie. Beginning, middle and end. Off you go.
No, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It starts very dramatically, and there's the special effects are out of this world. The acting is amazing. It's a beautiful, piece of work.
What about that dragon?
The dragon is very scary. Yeah.
What happens in the dragon bit?
The dragon chases Harry onto a rock or something.
Right.
And then he has to zap it. And then he flies off on a broomstick.
Right.
That was it, wasn't it?
Right. What happens in the middle of the film?
There's loads of other special effects.
What happens at the end of the film?
The end.
I won't say. Exactly.
Okay,
good point, well made, Rachel. I'm not going to tell you what happens in the film because I don't want to ruin it for you.
Tell us the beginning and the middle.
No, I don't want to ruin it for the people who are going to see it in the cinema.
Tell the truth, Dave.
What do you mean, tell the
tell
truth?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I might have inadvertently fallen asleep during part of it.
For how long?
About an hour.
About an hour.
But this is no slight on the film. The film is brilliant. Mm. It was one of those, I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
And I woke up and the dragon was coming towards me and then Doctor Who appeared. Right? That was really weird.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, there you go. That's Dave's movie review of Harry Potter. Next week, another movie. Sitting there watching the movie go, this is the sound of it to someone snoring playing all the way through.
I don't know what you're laughing at because you fell asleep as well.
Yeah, but I wasn't curled up in a ball like you were. You had everything but a duvet.
I'd just like to apologise to the filmmakers. It was no slight on the movie, which I thought was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend it to anybody to go and see it, young and old. It's a great piece of work, and I'm sorry that I inadvertently fell asleep halfway through it.
Peace up, 8:41. This is BBC Radio 1 and the place. Yeah. So stop her. Harry Potter. Yeah. Dave sleeping through the film VB. Yeah. Whatever.
Didn't you fall asleep in Dodgeball as well?
Yeah, and I wrote that. That's how he sings?
You leave him alone. He's great, Joel from Athlete.
I like him.
Top band.
I think they're great. I was hanging out with him after he spotted you two at Twickenham. I bought him a pint.
Yeah.
To say well done.
Good
and he went, thank you very much for my Guinness. Like that. So he talks all the time. He can't help himself, but he's not as good as Suggs. There you go. Right, so Colin yesterday was in a zoo in Belfast as he went home. Today, it's all about Edith Bowman. Today is Edith's Day on Radio 1. She's going home to Anstruther and Fife in Scotland. She's there now. We're going to talk to her in a second. But before we do that, you need to know about Edith. So, here's our little unofficial biog.
Edith Bowman was born in Ireland years ago and is very much looking forward to returning home to her home, which is where she was brought up throughout her early years and childhood. Born to local parents in the seaside town of Anstruther, Edith spent her developing days catching fish with her father Hamish, who was a fisherman that earned his living from the sea. Now that she's finally blossomed, Enid has become quite a catch herself, with many men falling for the raven-haired beauty, who is often featured sprawled across the pages of the world's glossy magazine, with men wanting to bed her and women wanting to copy her good fashion sense, for which she is often complimented. Music plays a big part in Edith's life as well, with her often seen all hot and sweaty in the nosh pit at some of London's coolest venues. She can boast to have discovered the bands Snowplow, Elbow Room, and The Cause, to name but two. Her involvement in music doesn't end there, as Enid can also sing as well, and actually won Celebrity X Factor. Wow, she's got everything. In addition to Colin Murray, who's got to be there for contractual reasons, today's show sees Edith bringing home a local girl who's actually from the same part of the world as Miss Bowman, near Anstruther. That's right, it's singer-songwriter Casey Tungsten, who apparently used to be Edith's sister. Blimey, you know what they say about the Irish. So it sounds like they're going to have a right good time, to be sure, as Enid goes home in day four of the Radio 1 DJ's Go Home thing, only on Radio 1.
Morning, Edith.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit.
Am I sorry?
That's all right.
Really bad reception up here, actually.
Wow.
Well, specifically in my bedroom.
Listen,
where
I've told you, your mum's got a bit of spend a bit of money on that hotel. If you've got a bad reception, it's the first impression the guests get when they turn up. Yeah. So, what's it like being back home in Amsterdam?
Really lovely, actually. I mean, it's weird because I come home quite a lot, like you do when you've got, you know, you've got to leave quite a lot. But, excuse me, I haven't been back to school in ages. So that's going to be the funny thing, is going back to the academy and kind of, I don't know, sort of interested.
She's right, the reception is awful.
The reception is dreadful. I got something like nice to come home, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can we see? Every time we say that, yes, I can hear you now.
Are you moving around, Edith?
I'm going to stand still like musical statues now.
Stand still.
So where is Applestrudel?
Applestrudel is about 8 miles south of St Andrews on the east coast of Scotland.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It says here it's on the east nuke of Fife.
It's in the east nuke of Fife, Dave.
Oh, sorry, that's what I meant.
What's a
which
nuke?
Which is a small area within the county of Fife.
I've never heard of a nuke before.
It's a Scottish word, Dave.
I thought so.
A nuke was the name of the dog in the Lost Boys movie.
You've heard of nukes and crannies?
Yes. Oh, is that where it comes from?
Well, it's kind of that sort of similar thing, but referring to an area as opposed to...
Right.
There you go.
I love Edith.
I
could talk to her for hours. I really could. I know I could. So where are you now? Where exactly are you?
I'm still in my bed.
You're still in bed?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm going to get up and take my nephew to playgroup.
What are you wearing in bed? And I'm not saying that to be pervy, but do you have to wrap up? Is it cold up there?
No, my mum has the heating on full blast. Oh, like sauna. Yeah.
Oh. So you've got your... My radio partner went to Belfast too, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
T-shirt on.
Have you?
Yeah.
You liar. So you're looking forward to the show?
I think it's going to be really good fun. We're just completely different from yesterday. Yesterday was hilarious. The pictures online we had to look at last night when we got to the hotel. Oh, funny.
So you'll have no snakes and spiders today, Edith?
No, we won't have any of them. Well, some of the teachers are a bit,
slippery.
My old teachers are still there, which is going to be interesting.
So Colin's not going to be getting a snake out later from yesterday. It's a yesterday reference. It's not me being rude.
Colin's snake round Justin's neck. No.
So this is your. So you're in now. Are you in your mum's hotel?
No, I'm in my house.
Does your mum not live in the hotel like Basil Fawlty?
No, we have a little house in the back of the car park.
You thought she might have given you a decent room.
I'm in my old room. It's the best room.
Is it?
Colin's in a suite.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is your room changed much? Now that you've moved out, has your mum gone, right, let's get rid of all the Edith stuff? All the New Kids on the Block posters are taken down.
Yeah, she's taken the Big Blue T-shirt posters down.
Right.
And she did that whole thing of, like, as soon as I left, sort of preparing the room in case she had visitors.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a kind of halfway house between it being my room and a spare room.
Mm.
What's the oldest thing there in your room from when you were a little kiddie?
My piggy bank that my granddad gave me when I was born.
Oh. Hey, careful, Murray will have that emptied. You know what I mean?
I know what he's like when he comes in my place. He always walks away with salmon.
Yeah, of course he does, yeah. That's why it was salmon.
Salmon, not salmon. Although, you're not far from the sea, are you?
No, I was open my window in my bedroom because you could hear the seagulls and stuff in the morning when you wake up. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds idyllic, Edith.
It's beautiful. The beach is like 3 minutes walk away, so I'm going to get up, take my nephew playgroup and go for a walk.
Do you know, I wish I was there with you.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, well, you should come up sometime.
I don't mean Scott, I must mean in bed with you. Oh, yeah! And Katie Tunstall's with you today?
Yeah, we spoke to the Q Awards about it, and she's so excited, because this is her old kind of area as well. She grew up in St Andrews, which is like just up the road, so yeah, it'll be fun.
You went to rival schools, is that right?
Yeah, she went to Madras College, which was kind of like our rival school. Like, I remember going up in the bus to St Andrews to go to a discotheque,
right.
And all the girls kind of shooing us away because they were scared we'd steal their boys.
So you're going to be in your old school today?
Yeah.
Well, you used to play hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love playing hockey. It's great fun.
Can I just say to all the men listening now, just enjoy that image for a second.
Mm.
Edith with a little short skirt on and a big heavy stick in her hand. I don't know about you, but that does it for me. I've got to be honest. And you're going to be having an art lesson today.
Yeah, apparently so. I'm rubbish at art. But it'll stand as a good stead because we've got Neil Buchanan coming on the show on Friday to do a massive art attack.
Do you know, we're in the car the other day listening to you and you were talking about this, and Rachel and Dave went, who's Neil Buchanan? I'm like, are you kidding me? From Art Attack? And he used to do Saturday morning telly.
Yeah, he's great.
He either used to do Get Fresh or Motormouth. It was one of those, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The ITVs. Anyway, I'm rambling. Listen, have a great show today, Edith Bowman.
That's lovely. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you when you get back here safe and sound. Yeah. All right?
Have a nice day.
And no snugging behind the bike sheds, all right?
Yeah, I think
it'd
be knocked down. Damn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Edith Bowman.
Lovely Edith Bowman.
I've got a real thing for Edith.
Hmm. You've made that apparent over the years.
Yeah, I have, I know. But I've got... She's gorgeous, man. And she's got very unique fashion sense, but she's a very beautiful girl.
She likes a pint, and she gets the ale in.
I think Stevie Wonder's a stylist. But she'll be back up, and I've met her mum as well. Mum's lovely.
Not met her mum.
I think I've met her brother as well. Well, you can't help but meet all the Bowmans. Anyway, 1 o'clock this afternoon for Colin and Edith. And she's back home. She's doing the show from her old school today. And Colin will be taking the mickey out of her, no doubt, all afternoon. Somebody's just texted in saying you found the perfect formula for a show, naked Scottish women in bed. Oh, yes. Tomorrow, though, we'll be speaking to a naked Scott Mills in bed, so something for the ladies there.
Mm. Wow, something for everybody.
A little something for the ladies, anyway, from what I've heard. Oh, and Neil Buchanan was number 73. Yeah, no, I know that. A load of people saying that, but I'm sure he also did something else. Anyway, should we move on?
Yes, please.
All right, okay. TD Sling time, young David.
Hello.
How do you get to today's TD Sling from yesterday? CNC Music Factory going to make you sweat.
One half of CNC Factory is now sadly no longer with us.
Sorry.
Hello, I'm here. And in that respect, there's something in common with former double act Charles and Eddie. Charles and Eddie had a 1992 hit with Would I Lie to You? Would I Lie to You was also a song title used by both Eurythmics and Whitesnake. Snakes of different sizes and colours were being wrapped around the head of Justin Timberlake yesterday with Colin and Edith live from Belfast Zoo. A zoo is where you'd expect to see lots of animals that would normally live in Africa. Africa was a 1983 hit for Toto. Toto was a character in The Wizard of Oz and was the dog of Dorothy. Dorothy Perkins shares the same surname as Sue Perkins, who in turn shares the same first name as Sue Townsend, who wrote the Adrian Mole books. A mole has two eyes, but bad eyesight because it lives underground. And if you had a mole that had an extra eye, it would be a tricloptic mole. And if the third eye on this particular mole didn't work, right, and wasn't any good, you might describe it as being a blind third eye, or, if you prefer to put those words the other way around, a third eye blind.
Third
which
eye
links us to what? This morning's Teeter Sing track. It is Third Eye Blind, and of course, semi-charmed.
life.
I wouldn't call it a fair day of life.
Would you not?
Yeah,
well, for the purpose of the link,
right,
be
okay,
quiet.
Hey, good morning, double nine. Dave's big mistake. Text in or embarrass him after this. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love that.
Good record from yesteryear.
Brilliant record. Mm. Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life on Radio 1. Did you like that, Rachel? Oh, well, you anyway. That's what Dave just said off the air. Do you like this song, Rachel? She went, but he went, well, you anyway. So I thought it was a bit harsh.
It was
it's because I didn't like Cooler Shaker as well the other day.
Oh, she's been writing narky this week.
I have not.
You have.
Rachel, just don't rise to it.
No,
ready?
Can't be bothered.
Watch this. Seamless link, Dave?
Well, I...
Yes or no?
I believe...
Yes or no?
Well, I'm thinking no. Because...
Read it from the top again,
nice
and slow.
You lot have all been scurrying around as if you're trying to gather information...
Read it from the top.
...to contribute to my downfall. One half of CNC Music Factory is
nice
now...
Nice and slow.
Okay. One half of CNC Music Factory is now, sadly, no longer with us.
Right.
And in that respect, she has something in common with former double act Charles and Eddie.
Charles and Eddie. Oh, is that all true? Would you all back that up? Yes, Alan?
I believe
Rachel,
so.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't know which one, but I believe one of them is deceased. Charles and Eddie had a 1992 hit with Would I Lie to You?
Would I Lie to You?
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Would I Lie to You is also a song title used by both Eurythmics and Whitesnake.
Whitesnake, right, okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Snakes of different sizes and colours were being wrapped around the head of Justin Timberlake yesterday from Colin and Edith.
Live there, there was what?
Oh, balls.
Oh!
No!
Justin Timberlake was in Belfast yesterday,
in
the zoo.
Oh, do you know what I've done?
Mm-hmm.
I've thought Snake, Timberlake, Justin Timbersnake... And I've put that instead of Justin Hawkins off of the darkness, who was in fact the Justin in question.
Yeah.
For that, I apologise.
There's no point writing it in now, though, Dave.
Well, I like to.
Dave. Thousands and thousands of texts going, Justin Timberlake, you idiot.
Balls. Sorry about that. Other than that, I think it was pretty much factually correct, was it not?
Yes. I was also trying to find the Weird Al version of Semi-Charmed Life.
I thought you were going to talk about triclopic moles.
I have no idea what that is. I wouldn't know about that, though.
Well, there you go.
I fell in with a girl last night. Down with some really good... No, can't find it. But I found this one, though, from Weird Al. It's not Third Eye Blind, but it's still good. I love that. It makes me... What?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
All right there, Alex. Hey! We should just play it one day. I love it. I think that stuff's great. You got to love a bit of, you know, polka. Isn't that right, Alex?
Indeed.
It's hard time to show. It's a bit where Dave will now say...
Let's get ready to run!
What do you have for us, Alan?
What do I have for them?
What are you bringing to the show? What are you bringing to the show?
No, you brought your own coffee in and no one else gets one.
Yeah.
Do I have something, Rachel?
No, do you have it? I'm asking
you. Oh, I see. Oh, well, we do, actually, but we weren't sure which day to do it, so not today.
Oh.
But no, I don't have
it. What are you bringing to the show this morning? What
this
are you
morning,
bringing to the party?
I'm bringing to you a lot of sweat.
Mm, I don't want sweat.
Okay, a coffee from a generic coffee house.
For you?
For me. Which you can have some if you want.
I don't want your coffee.
What
you
else
could have asked us
in?
If you wanted a fancy coffee.
That's it, really.
You're selfish, Alan.
There's a bit, isn't it?
That's
really?
What it is, selfish.
What would you have liked?
It's not for me to say.
If I wasn't selfish, if I was the giving type, what would you like to me have, you know, got for you?
It's too late.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you want a hug?
No.
It's too late. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
very hurt.
You actually were quite cruel to me yesterday.
Oh, shut your face,
you
shut
nice
ass
to me today.
Shut up, Welsh girl. Have we got to, is there an advert on telly this morning?
Is there an advert this morning? No, I don't think there is.
Who was rude to you anyway yesterday?
You were nasty to me because I was in the cinema all day yesterday afternoon with you guys, and you took a lot of evil pleasure about scaring me twice as many times. I can't speak today. Twice as many times as everyone else in the cinema. So everyone else is sitting there nicely, you know, watching the film, and you just make me scream for no reason whatsoever. And it's a Harry Potter film, which is quite embarrassing. So everyone kept staring at me, and that was your fault.
I jumped so many times during that film. It was quite scary.
You'll notice, Alan, that I wasn't misbehaving. No. I was sitting there quiet as a mouse.
Sleeping. Snoring. Which was a bit embarrassing. Especially as the other people who came in the cinema with us were just staring at you.
Yeah, but that was our screening.
We're
allowed to fall asleep in our screening. And who were those other people that came to our screening? Hey, they won't mess around with Barry Norman in the old days. He got his own screening.
That's true.
We got our own screening. There were the people there.
He's a big movie reviewer.
They're all like really, you know, there was a couple of like Munter women there and, you know, geeky blokes and stuff.
Were they?
They weren't even. You saw them, don't were they? I mean, they were sitting in front of us. One of them, the movie starts. And it's, you know what it's like when a film starts. So it's all really exciting and it's Warner Brothers, whatever. Lights go down. It's really, really quiet. It gets really black. The curtains open and the movie starts. In the background, in front of you, you can hear some fat cow was eating crisps or something like that. Silly cow. I'm like, shut up, will ya? Did you hear that right at the beginning?
I didn't. I was just too excited.
He sweets down, you greedy cow. I'm getting a Stairmaster. What I say.
The film was good though, wasn't
you
it?
You didn't see any of you I fell did asleep for an hour.
Hang on, the film is
you fell asleep, Dave.
The film is 2.5 hours long. I saw at least an hour and a half of it, and what I saw was very, very good. It was
a
and I tell
film
you what, I mean, this, in all seriousness, it's because of the hours that we do, which makes you fall asleep in dark places at lunchtime. And when you do fall asleep and you get woken up by an almighty bang as a huge dragon is coming towards you on a big screen, it's very, very disconcerting, let me tell you.
Alright. Dave has spoken.
He has.
Still
as opposed
really
to yesterday
good
when Dave was sleeping.
No, you should go and see it.
How dare you put dragons in that film to wake him up?
I thought it was a good movie. I thought the special effects and everything was great.
You're so asleep. I turned around at one point, I had to nudge Alan. I'm like, look at Dave, look at that. And Dave's sitting in this big chair in the cinema with his head back going. Harry, look out for the dragon! Nothing. So I go back, watch the film for a little bit, and then I started getting really tired, and I thought, oh, God, at least I hope Dave's still asleep. Let me have a look. Dave has moved from his position with head back on the chair to being curled up in the chair, literally like this. Brilliant. And then right at the end of it, the girl from the record of the movie company goes, did you enjoy it? I was like, yeah, it's great, really good, really good. Okay, gotta go now, bye-bye.
Her name was Jane.
Sorry to Jane, who's actually a close personal friend of ours.
Yeah.
And,
not anymore.
Thank you, Jane. Much appreciated.
Anyway. Right, what have we got still left to go in the show today, Rach?
We've done everything.
Well, yeah, we've got a couple of news stories.
Go early.
No.
We're kind of finished now, haven't we?
I heard that, you're... Sorry.
Go on.
That your wife isn't, Showbiz wife isn't here today.
No, I know, but it's another gorgeous girl.
The beautiful.
You're not going to go flirting with Annie Mack, is
no, because I think she finds me repulsive.
Okay.
Well, Joe Wiley will tolerate me, but Annie Mack just goes, get your hands off me, whatever she talks. Annie Mack here is doing the show this morning from 10. Hi, it's Annie Mack here. Kind of feels like you should be paying like 38p a minute, you know, for listening to her voice.
I don't get that.
What?
I don't get that feeling.
With Annie Mack?
But she's not your type, is she?
That's because you like boys,
you know,
boys.
If you...
Oh, Chris!
If well, you weren't...
But boys without willies would be a bit weird, but...
They would be girls, of course, wouldn't they?
Of course.
They'd be German women.
See, boys like us find her a very, very attractive lady.
Yeah. Okay. Should we move on?
Yeah,
good idea. All right.
I don't think that's
sound anyway, poor Jo Wiley is not very well. She's got a tummy bug.
Yeah.
She's got a long weekend away in France, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Get well soon, Jo, if you're listening, my darling. Annie Mack. It's a great gig for her. She's been elevated. She's off the subs bench and playing for the first team. Annie Mack this morning from 10 o'clock, right here on BBC Radio 1. Rachel.
Nicole.
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just a little bit more, Alad?
Of what?
Weird Al.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Cut my life in two pieces. This is my last resort.
Nah, I might play it in full length. It's very funny. Maybe later is a bit of a treat. It's 9:15 at Radio 1. This is the brilliant Jamiroquai.
The only bad thing is they chop one of the best bits off. It's right at the end on the album. It goes... You have no idea what I'm talking about, have you, Alan?
No.
I think that record is absolutely brilliant.
It is beautiful,
absolutely
isn't it?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful song. Alan?
Could have done with more strings.
Oh, come on!
No, it's very nice. No, it's a very nice song.
That is great.
It is a very nice song.
It's got no Britney in it.
They don't care what you think.
It doesn't have to have Britney in it.
Classic Oasis. Let There Be Love will be out 3 weeks on Monday, 28th of November. It's got to go to number one, that. It's got to go to number one. Got to go to number one. Have you got the album, Don't Believe the Truth?
I don't think I have.
Shall I go and buy it for you today?
Yes.
You're just so not bothered, are you?
Of course I'm bothered. But you're massive Oasis fans, aren't you?
Yeah, but they're a great band. I need to get you away from Britney and Christina. I like open your musical horizons.
Some of their music I really like but what? I'm not into the whole band.
Right.
You know, I'm not someone who needs to hear every song.
Liam Gallagher's a big fan of yours. He thinks you're great.
That's great. Mm-hmm. You can buy all my stuff if you want.
Yeah, I've got any stuff. Sake. Anyway, Let There Be Love, Oasis. Love that. Really, really good. Do you want a bit more of Weird Al? I'll do. I'll do. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. Somebody texted in saying, Annie Mac, welcome to the big league. That's nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
10 o'clock this morning, there's no Jo Wiley. Because she's got a tummy bug. Boo-hoo.
It's on the last night with Dave Grohl, probably, do you know what I mean?
She's probably gone to the MTVs. So, Annie Mac will be on this morning from 10. Well, as soon as she starts the show, I'd like you to text in, good morning, Annie, to 81199 and make her feel welcome and loved.
I'd love to make her loved. You know what I mean?
Don't go down that road.
I'm not going down. I'm just saying. I just bumped
into
her.
There's a fine line between being friendly and being offensive.
Yeah, I'm not being offensive. I haven't said, I'm saying what I want to do to her. I haven't said anything now. That I keep to myself and just a few message boards.
Hmm.
But... you know, she's a colleague. I look at her. I have great respect for her as a fellow broadcaster.
Mm.
You know, and she's got a cracking little body on her as well, hasn't she? Do you know what I mean? Is it the comments like that?
See, stuff like that, I always think oversteps the mark.
Right. Okay.
You've got to respect a woman. You know,
nice puppies.
Not see her as an object of your twisted desires.
It's not twisted. It's not really twisted.
A lot of your desires are twisted.
So, good morning, Annie. Text her in at 10 o'clock this morning, 81199. Make her feel loved, as I'd love to do.
Dave won't let me.
No, I won't let you. I'm just advising you that you might be overstepping the mark somewhat.
She loves it.
I don't, because I've seen it. It was great.
I don't think she actually knows who I am, though.
There's no point sitting.
I think every time she gets to, she kind of goes, oh, look at him every time. I think she thinks I'm that fat fella from Lost.
Do you?
Hurley.
It's 9:26. I can do it when I want to. Kaiser Chiefs, Modern Way.
Shakedown at night. Kanye West and Jimmy Fox Goldigger coming up with a car park catchphrase as well after news of sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:30.
Just got 9:34.
Nice to see Reese back in today. Reese, our executive producer, who yesterday apparently had couldn't be arsed titus.
He had a cold.
That was right. That's what I said. And it was so severe, the cold, that it prevented him from coming into work. But unbelievably, he's fit and healthy today and in the building.
He's not very well still.
Does Reese and Joe know of some, you know, cheap booze place that we don't know about? Or is, you know, Rotten Towers doing cheap away day tickets?
I don't know. All I know is there's a lot of bad flu type stuff going around because I think I'm on the way down.
Speaking of which, we haven't been to a theme park in quite a while.
Well, at least, like, weeks now.
Yeah. I think it's about time we went to another one.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll back that.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Where
I like been? I like fun days out.
Mm. I don't want to do an exam before this one, though, if that's all right.
That one in Florida is
that
good.
That was rubbish.
What exam?
We had to do GCSEs, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
It was our treat.
I think, do you know what? We should do or one of them water parks. Might be a bit cold this time of year.
Mm.
There's a good one in Nantes in France.
Excuse me?
It's called Waterworld or Monde Aqua.
What's it called?
Monde Aqua.
Wow, that's that brilliant.
World of Water,
literally. World of Water.
Right, but it's France, though. It's a bit far.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bit.
It's too cold here, though.
Actually, what we've got to do is all of us take a trip to Whipsnade Zoo to see...
Barclay.
Barclay the Sea Lion.
Yes.
Dominic has a season ticket. I'm sure he could blag us in there. And we should go and see Barclay. I wanted to get a chance for you to be able to feed Barclay.
I'm going to. I'm being interviewed. I told you, didn't I?
Yeah.
By the zoo people for their magazine. Right. And I will be feeding Barclay.
Well, you won't be feeling him, will you?
Sorry.
That's a whole different magazine.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Can you get Barclay to put us on the guest list when we go round, you know, so we don't have to queue?
I could ask a sea lion to do that for us, yeah.
Yeah. Because they've got lions and tigers and bears, oh my,
they
haven't they?
Yeah. Mm. They've got the Africa lions bit now. Lions of the Zambezi.
Rugby.
No, actual lions.
Right.
Big, roary things. Brilliant.
Big Rory things.
Yep.
And your son is how old? 2.5?
2.5.
And his favourite animal is?
He likes the penguins.
The penguins.
And brilliant. He walks like a penguin too.
Does
That's
he?
A good impression of a penguin.
Can you show us how that looks?
Well, I don't want to do it.
Right.
You show us, come on.
Well, no, he walks like a penguin.
Yeah, but you're proud of your son, aren't you?
Very.
You want to show us what he does?
Not really.
Yes, you do.
He walks like a penguin.
He'll be listening to the show now going, Daddy,
I'll take
daddy.
Some video footage and bring it in.
He'll be listening to the show now going, Daddy, 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 make Dominic do the walk. That's what he'll be thinking to himself.
You won't be saying, oh, because, oh.
Okay. You see?
I'm with you.
Didn't he, what did he say the other day? Didn't he call me daddy again the other day?
He has called you daddy on occasions, yeah. 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 He's pointed at a picture of you and said, daddy.
Yeah.
That's a worry.
Yeah. I can honestly say, though, hand on heart, that I'm not 100% sure that I am, your child's father. I say it's probably you.
Yeah, I think it is me.
Yeah. Dave was a bit worried that at one point it could have been him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like where this is going.
No.
I'm sure you don't
He's
either.
My child.
I know he's good. You should bring him into the show one morning.
I will do.
Get him to do a couple of links.
Yes.
And we can leave early.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, good. He can do car park catchphrase and we'll go home.
Let's be honest, he couldn't be worse than the bloody contestants we have on normally. Right, a bit more of a weird out, then back to the music. Get out of bed and have a bit of a polka. I'm the real shady, all you other slim shady suggest imitating. So I'm the real slim shady, please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm slim shady, if I'm the real shady, all you other slim shady suggest imitating. So I'm the real slim shady, please, please, please stand up. Slim shady, won't you please stand up? Stand up, shady, stand up, shady, stand up, shady. Shady, won't you please stand up?
Planets are a little bit strenuous on you, honey.
I'm quite particular about my underpants. I like boys.
What are you talking about?
I've got a question for you.
I haven't got time for it.
Ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
They blank the word ass out of that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that, is it?
Nope.
Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Kanye West, Gold Digger.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles. Morning, Car Park fans.
Dominic, you
good,
like
very good, yeah, powerful, very strong,
yeah, strong, powerful, powerful, strong. Hi, Roy.
Hiya, Chris.
Hiya, Roy.
Right. Isn't it a lovely day?
It is a lovely well, I don't know, because we're in a room with no windows.
Peeing it down, Roy. It's horrible.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No,
hiya, Rich.
Hello.
Hello, Ray.
Hi,
Ray.
Roy.
Right.
Hiya, Rich.
Hi, Roy.
Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Rich.
Yeah. Hi, Roy.
Yeah. Hiya, Rich.
This is correct.
Will you be entering this one for a Sony Radio Award?
No.
No.
I don't think.
Wicked.
Anyway, how are you today?
I've got such a busy day.
Really? What are you up to?
I'm watching Trisha.
Okay.
Do you want to come, Kerry?
Not really, Roy.
Whatever.
I'll leave it.
Okay. Well.
Don't be shy. It's only a game.
Well, I am shy, Roy, especially when you're around.
Oh, yes, please.
No thanks.
Is that your impression of Carrie?
Oh, for sure.
Let's hear it again.
Oh, yes, please.
That's rubbish.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's fine. All right, then, okay. Well, should we get on with the show?
That sounds mega.
All right. Let's go, then.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, watch. Oh, it's Inspector Morse. Oh, yes. Inspector Morse.
Why don't we meet line two and then come back to line one?
Yeah.
That's irritating.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Well, I can't believe it either. I can't believe what?
She was nice as well.
She?
Yeah, it was a she.
Oh. Right, get it back. Meanwhile...
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name is Chris and I'm from Swansea.
Hey! Hey!
I had a friend that used to live there.
Oh, right. Who's that?
But they moved.
Right. Oh, no.
But if you did know somebody, Roy, who would it be?
Chris.
Chris who?
P-Duck.
Who?
P-Duck.
No, I don't know him.
Chris, P-Duck. Chris, P-Duck. Chris, P-Duck.
Yeah, you see?
And me, I used to live there as well.
What?
I used to live there as well.
You used to live there?
Yeah.
We don't have an Allard anymore, I don't think.
And the team drops you.
Really?
Yeah, I used to live there, but anyway.
I had a friend that used to live there, but they moved.
Where?
There's a team drops.
Well, there isn't a team drops here.
The team.
Oh, okay. Who did you know that used to live there?
Allard.
Right.
There we go. Up to speed, Roy.
Yeah.
When's Allard leaving?
Sorry.
Not leaving. Right, Chris, what do you do?
I'm assistant manager in Floor Cigar.
No, I didn't get that one either.
Assistant manager in Floor Cigar.
Is that your real voice?
Yeah. It's a bit early. It's still early.
Right, it's still early.
Yeah. Get a life. Right. 10 to 10.
So you're a what? No, have another go. Go on.
Assistant manager in Floor Cigar.
Assistant manager in Floors to go.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
The one stop like wood floor shop, and we got one hell of a sale on at the moment.
Yeah.
Quality flooring at cheap prices. Yeah.
I don't like it there.
Do you not fancy going to the sale, Roy?
I'd rather spend an hour at the
dentist.
Calm down,
Roy.
You'd rather what?
I'd rather spend an hour at the dentist.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Which one's your big seller, Chris?
Oh, at the moment, it's got to be a Panache Rustic Oak.
Oh, shush now.
Roy?
I'm never going there again.
So you've been there already, is that?
Idiot.
Oh, okay. Right. What are you driving?
A Ford Mondeo ST220.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Hey!
Nice. That horn is fat.
Yes, it is fat. All right, hang on there. We're going to try line one again.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Kirsty and I'm from Swindon.
Yay! right.
I bet she's a moose.
No, leave her alone.
She's lovely.
Hey?
She sounds lovely.
She does sound like that's nice, right. What do you do, Kirsty?
I'm a business developer. A
business developer?
Mm. Mm. Right. Sounds like a right agent.
No, leave her. Who do you business develop for?
Garages, mainly. Well,
garages?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Company's called Fortron, but, you know, I go around several garages, so... I'm all over the place.
Goodbye. Good. Are you married? Are you single?
I'm currently in a relationship.
You're currently in a relationship?
With a man?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough then. All right. And what does he do?
He works for Nationwide.
A what?
Nationwide, the building.
What's his name?
Matthew.
I don't like him.
Oh, I do.
He's a bit strange, isn't he?
I've never actually met him.
He irritates me.
We were actually at the Leeds thing on Monday.
Whatever.
No, right?
Were you?
Well, our show.
Yeah, we went to Leeds. We travelled all the way up to Leeds.
Oh.
You never come and say hello?
We tried. He was so excited. He was like, let's go. So we did.
Well, what was he like?
Who, Matthew?
Yeah, let's go, was he?
Let's go, daddy-o.
Yeah, let's go.
What are you driving, Kirsty?
I'm driving a Ford Focus.
Nice wheels.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it then. Oh!
You've got yourself a nice horn there.
Yeah, you have got yourself a nice horn there. Now. Who are you with, by the way, Kirsty?
I'm with my colleague, Liz.
Liz. Hi. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
Hi. Ooh, hello. And Liz, are you single? Is Liz single?
No, not really.
Really? All right. Say that again. You what?
No, not really.
No, not really.
Sounds like a right chav.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, are you ready to play the game then?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you ready, Chris?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, here we go, eyes down, look in. Mr. Fisher just bought a flat-pack bed from a well-known furniture retailer on the outskirts of town, and now he's got the job of assembling the blooming thing. Mr. Fish hates... Oh, who's that?
Chris.
Yes, Chris?
Make your bed and lay in it.
Make your bed now, lie in it! Give over! Roy!
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed.
Roy!
Roy wasn't even ready for that one.
Roy, you were a little bit slow there.
Sorry.
You're a little bit what?
Sorry.
Sorry. All right, okay. A little bit quicker if you don't mind next time.
Yes.
All right, that'll be great. Right, well done to you, Chris. You were straight in there.
Fun.
You were flying. Oh, okay, good. So do we reckon, Kirsty, you can get the next one?
I hope so.
Yeah? Yeah. What do we reckon, everyone?
No.
No. I don't think no. Okay. Right. Try it, though, anyway. All right. You're both back in play.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
The fish is working as a flying fireman in the Australian outback. His job is to investigate bushfires from the air, you see, Alan.
Uh-huh.
It's his first day today, so he's learning from Chief Air Fireman Bruce. Bruce has spotted what looks like some smoke coming from the bush, and he reckons there could be a really bad fire down there. How can you be sure, Bruce? Asks Mr. Fish. Well, you see the smoke there? Yes, says Mr. Fish, but there's got to be a fire. Oh, it's Kirsty!
Yay! Where there's smoke, there's fire!
Where there's smoke, there's fire!
You're almost there. Good answer, but not right.
It's Chris! He's gonna steal it, Chris!
No smoke without fire!
No smoke without fire!
You're a winner! You're right!
Well done, Chris!
Yes, Chris.
Well, Kirsty, you thought you had it, but just because... Because you're a little bit thick.
I'm not blonde,
honest. You're not blonde?
No.
Right, okay. You're just a bit dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, second place goes to...
You
Thank
loser.
You.
Yeah. Kirsty, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Yeah.
Cut you off. Ah, Chris, well done.
You are the weakest link.
Oh, life in the funny lane.
He's been dying to do that, hasn't he? He's had that rehearsed, hasn't he? Bless him. Yeah, very nice. Well, if you want to do it back to Chris, why don't you give him a ring on his mobile, which is 07843.
Don't do that.
Really?
Don't do that.
Why not?
Because it's not nice.
07843. Annie's an Arsenal supporter, Carrie.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to ring him. I'm going to ring him. Hang on a second. 07843663.
Panache is a weird name for a laminate floor, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's a rustic oak finish, apparently.
Mm. Is it?
Selling well. I've got oak floor.
Hello, Barty Dogs on.
Hello, is Chris Edwards' wife there, please?
No, he's not.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Everyone's a winner, baby.
Right, thank you very much indeed. I love that. That was a crazy bit of radio. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish.
Song to Vernon K, Tess K, and baby Marvin K, who are all listening. It's the ad that Vernon's in, it's just for the K's. Go! There you go, brilliant. Gorillaz at Radio 1, that's the short, we're running out of time, remix version.
Get it.
Right, make Annie feel at home, send a text to 81199 saying good morning, Annie, and her heart will be full of glee or something, and a double shift. Mm. Right, have a good day, enjoy the show, goodbye.
Radio 1 would like to inform all staff that Dominic Byrne has the lurgy for the day. That's Dominic Byrne now has the lurgy for the day. You're welcome.